We are glad to have Randy with us, as I said. We at New Hope have been partnering with Studio B, going all the way back to 2014, and then I think shortly after that we started a regular partnership and have been doing that ever since, you know, financial as well as volunteering, helping out, being a part of that. And we've always believed in what they're doing and have committed to that partnership. And so it's a privilege to have him here and to be able to give us all an opportunity to hear from Studio B a little bit of kind of what you guys are about and get to know you personally a little bit, some of your story, right, that you're willing to share. And then never trying to put you on the spotlight here, man. But and to learn a little bit about the ministry itself and what's going on and what's coming up and all that kind of stuff, right? And so as we do that, I thought maybe a great way to start, because we have a number of folks who may not even be aware of Studio B. And so if you could just take a moment to a couple minutes, just share with us, what's the mission of Studio B and how did you get connected with them and become executive director? And like, how to give us a picture of that so we kind of see how your heart and your life is dovetailed with them and how God brought all that together.
Okay. I'll pull this back here a little bit. How's that? I grew up in Warren County and spent a lot of time here in youth. I've always loved Warren County. Of course, my work and travels have taken me other places in the country, and I take Warren County with me, and I find that I meet a lot of folks out there that have just a lot of love and similarities for their communities that I visit, and I enjoy that. But here at Studio B, it was put into a dream that was put into flight by Dave Swindell, a youth pastor from Main Street General Baptist Church. And Dave had a vision with others to say, hey, let's have a 9,400 square foot facility with a gym, 5,400 square foot gym, and classrooms, kitchen, and an outreach to the community, not to be in competition with youth programs and the churches, but to have just an extension where others might come and join. And so Studio B was put in that to be a faith-based mission to have an outreach to the families, the children of Warrick County, through mentoring, education, spiritually, and also working with other organizations, other ministries, and to branch out and to be there for the community. Now, when Dave put that dream into flight with many others, my grandmother, Edna Blackford, by the way, I was thinking of her as I was singing I'll Fly Away. I could hear her singing today. She was very much behind as far as supportive of Studio B, as many. And I just always knew of Studio B, and I always thought of it Studio B, meaning B as in Boonville, you know, for the longest time. And then as I came on board, I discovered BEE, and they had said, you know what? The B, it defies aerodynamics. You know, it's got the large body, small wings, but it still flies. And Dave said, we wanted to let the children know that they can fly, that you can fly. And I love that. So about 10 years ago, with my background in education, music, I do a lot with language arts, writing, putting music to the writings of children, whether it be early childhood, elementary. It's moved into middle school where we'll take poetry and talk about the writing and emotions and different things, and then high schoolers. And then from there, I started doing state and national conferences and met universities. And I was asked to go to universities and speak with educators and Here's this old country boy guitar player. You know, I've got some folks in this sanctuary today that knew me way back when ago. What? But it just grew to being in front of over 2 million kids. But 10 years ago, I was going to help Studio B do some things with music. And there were folks on the board that said, you know, we want you to do the programming, but the board wants you to be director. And I know you said executive director. Sometimes that's hard for me to put that executive there. And I said, okay. And they said, we know you travel, work with school systems, but we want you as a part of the B family. So my wife, Renee, who is definitely a volunteer and a big help and support, and my family and friends have gathered around, and the mission is growing. And I know I've probably left out a lot of moving parts, but I can't tell you how much that we appreciate all your support. Had lunch with John Phillips one day. You know, we talked about that was a few years ago, encouraging the B, and I encourage and was always encouraged by John's mission. But I got to say one thing. June, I have a birthday in June. That's a good month for me. And growing up, my grandson born in June. But I was blessed to know a June a long time ago. A long time ago. And Pastor Ronnie Gross and June Gross. And they made an impact on me as a youth. And it is my goal and hope to continue to make an impact on the youth as Pastor Ronnie, June, and others in a positive way. So that is a long run-on sentence, but I that gives
it's
you a little bit.
Great sentence, though.
You know, it is a great. It's been a very spiritual story for me because I have friends, clergy, friends, pastors who will stop by and visit at the B, or parents or guardians, and we'll talk a little bit. Your support. Our school supplies, it's 227 this year, and Renee and others, they get the list of the students that call and sign up, and then they research, and every teacher's list for that student, all those items are met. So it could be scientific calculators and the whole gamut. And we just appreciate that and that support.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you segued it wonderful into my next question, man. You've got a knack for this, I promise you. So talk to us about some of the ministry programs and things mm-hmm. that you guys have been doing and are currently doing to help mm-hmm. you kind of carry out that mission.
Okay.
I love that in if you look at the Studio B website, they give a little bit about the mission of the organization with Christian guidance mm-hmm. and mentor, and you talked briefly already about that. Mm-hmm. So help us, give us a real life kind of, what are some things that you guys are doing to help carry out that mission in Warwick County?
Well, we love the fact that in our camp that we have with kids, Be Healthy, Be Green. And when we bring that in, they know that they come to the camp, that we do love to say grace before a meal. But we just have a great camaraderie, and it's important those who work with our youth know how to smile and be kind and courteous, you know, because you don't know what that child's going through, and they don't need to be just beaten up with words of hate and hurt. We want that. So we're blessed to have great mentors that have the love of God in their heart, in their life, and that just comes out. It's a way of life. It is a way, a beautiful way of life. We've got educators who also work as at the B, for instance, Donald Wilhelmus, a teacher at Tecumseh, and he also helps out at the B. Julie Lance, she's at the middle school, and she helps out with the camp. And then we got Pastor Bill Tennyson, Main Street General Baptist. He's been involved with the camp. You have all been up to the B to help us. And with the kids that come our way, We want them to feel comfortable. Yes, we have had food that we've offered and done, and we've been blessed to be able to do that throughout the pandemic. With that, our building had to be, we made some adjustments, but we wanted to have the outreach and also continue to help with the mental health, the spiritual growth. So when folks would come through their cars, we made sure we could make a point to say, how's it going? What do you need? That kind of a thing. What I love, the growth is we've got what they call the fifth quarter, and we're the instead of, you know, we've got the football game at Boonville that we're going to have on September 16th, and then the fifth quarter we're going to have middle schoolers come that night, and then we're hoping to have some high school mentors to come that evening and have some games and the pizza and that type of thing. And then after the win, we're going to celebrate on the 16th. And then in October, we're going to have the fifth quarter for the high schoolers. And we'll celebrate the win that night and just to have a good time. One of the things that comes to mind about when we had prayer, and I had some young teens that were there, and the young man said, you know, Randy, not everyone believes in God. And I looked at him, and I wasn't upset or mad at him. I said, now, are you thinking I'm going to fall down on the ground here and it's all over for me here? And he kind of chuckled. I said, now, let me tell you this. I love God, and he is definitely in here what we're doing. And I asked him, I said, did you like the meal tonight? And he said, yeah, I loved it. I said, well, God fed you. And I said, but we're not here to tell you where you need to go to church. I can't make you do this or that. But I do have to say that it's because our love of Jesus in our heart and God that we are called to help and do, not hurt and harm. And it was good. But I said, when Grandma wanted to be known as Grandma that said the prayer, okay, so I'm not... And I said, but when Grandma says a prayer, we're going to be respectful. We ask that. And if someone can't be, then, you know, you can join us after we do the prayer. A few months later, he walks in the door with his little sister. And he says, I want my sister to come here to the B. The next summer, he and his buddy said, hey, Randy, can we buy you a lemon shake-up? You know, and I said, hey, let's go over here and let's have one together, a lemon shake-up. And, you know, I know it's not all to some folks out there, sugar and spice and everything nice, because there are the waves and ups and downs. But I got to tell you, God has a way of just connecting and working and doing. And I wasn't being too cool for school and smart when I spoke with him about that. I said, because we talked about that. Sometimes people do things to get maybe for the shock factor or something. And I just realized there are those who are out there that are still searching. And so that's what we're trying to do is be a good steward, if you will, of what we've been given, and know this, that we're always on in a good way. We're always open to somebody coming up and saying, I need help or can I help you?
Yeah. Ministry is a calling.
It is a calling.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't always come 8 to 5.
No, it doesn't.
As they say, it doesn't. Right? Well, we have some pictures here. I'm guessing the top right, most everybody's in blue T-shirts there, is the school supplies, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. I see that. We take them to the we get our campers' shoes every year, too. We're blessed to buy. We go to Shoe Carnival, and that's a great – it's turned into a mission where people have watched what's going on and said – where are these kids from? And they said, we loved the way everybody was interacting. And we talked about that, being, you never know how you can be positive, you never know who's watching. So we are able to provide shoes for the kids, and that's where we were that day, I think.
Okay, yeah, and then on the course, you can might notice a couple of faces down in the bottom in the middle if for folks here that are seeing those as a cleaning day that we had out there, and was it was fun to come and do that. And I noticed you got a soccer ball out on there as well. So you guys had a soccer camp.
We did. We Blake Cobb, who played at he grew up in Boonville, played at Kentucky Wesleyan 4 years. Very talented, a father. Has a passion, a heart for it. He's on the board of Boonville Soccer now, and we've connected. I was able to write a grant and get some indoor soccer goals, and we've got that program looking forward to some this winter. And we're not in competition with the Boonville Soccer League. We're working in harmony, as our mission statement says, mm-hmm. work together.
Fantastic. And they have you've got the basketball court.
Oh,
and
yes.
Kids sitting around the floor, and you've got a gentleman who's working with them and teaching them or leading them. I don't know if you're able to see that and to know. It might be the
I'm not sure who's
be green, it? Be healthy. It could be that.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, Monumental. So you guys had.
Oh, we did.
VBS?
How'd it go?
Great.
We partnered that when Mount Gilead General Baptist Church comes in and helps us with that. So we work together with them on that Bible school.
Yeah.
And I know we had over 150, 160, I think. Numbers were, but we're two or more gathered. But we had some good turnout this year. And it's good that after we had to make adjustments with the pandemic, but we also were able to do God's work, and we're building, and the numbers are growing.
That's fantastic to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. What is on the horizon mm-hmm. that you can talk about?
Well, I can tell you this, that one, we're looking forward to the fifth quarter, getting the teens, the middle schoolers, high schoolers involved. I am a sports fan too, as well.
Yeah.
I love art and I love music, and I love the connectivity with the different athletic programs and universities and high schools, and we encourage those who want to come out and just have some fun with their kids. We are looking forward to those programs. We had a gentleman who's a friend that, you know, Kent Benson, who played on the IU undefeated team, 1976 Hoosiers, and had a great NBA career. He's a man of God, a Christian, a friend of mine. He has come down and helped us with the B. He wanted to help and talk with the kids. And there's folks that know Kent, and the adults and the guardians who have remembered, and then the kids learn about his career. We're looking forward to having a friend, Roland Shelton has offered. He's going to come in and visit with our kids. And Roland, was an All-American at Western Kentucky University. He's with Old National Bank and executive, and his, daughter is on a scholarship at Kentucky Wesleyan, and his son is a freshman, a very talented basketball player. And Roland, being friends with different coaches, Mike Woodson, Quinn Buckner, and that he has a great perspective to share with kids. Not everybody's going to play college ball, but just life. Mm-hmm. And he is business. So, and he's offered, stepped up, said, "Hey, I want to speak." And that's what we want. We want folks from all walks of life, mm-hmm. whatever, and just to, we can work together. The other programs we're looking forward to, of course, we like education. We had some fun before the pandemic. We did a program called Be a Friend of the Planet. God teaches us to take care of this planet. And we were able to have a concert with 750 second graders. And it was awesome. I mean, we could have had a pin drop kids, and we love those types of things. So we don't always just stay at the B, we go out. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to Dr. Todd Lambert, the new superintendent, as it would have. He's, 28 years ago, he first brought me into his schools. and I worked with his kids and his father. And then he comes to this area, and it turns out one of our board members, Steve Smith, with Old National, was having lunch with him and said, Randy Beard. He says, is that the guitar singer? So we have connected. We love our relationship as it's growing with Warwick County Schools and the teachers, because there are Christians. There are folks out there in all walks of life. There are people of faith that do love kids and want to make a difference in a positive way.
Yeah. That's part of here, New Hope, part of our vision is that when the people of God are out in the world and they're being followers of Jesus, that, you know, that brings impact not just to families, but you see it to the workplace. Mm-hmm. So whatever the role is at work, you know, you bring the power for transformation, even in your workplace, which may seem like an odd place that could be transformed, but it can be. Mm-hmm. And it takes the people of God being the light of the world, right?
Absolutely.
And, yeah. I love that you guys are so committed to that, and that's a very strong element of your mission.
Yeah.
I love it.
And for those of you here, and I know, I love it that the live streaming, as I look around the room, I see faces of folks I've known for a long time that are very dedicated and loving people who are hard workers. And I know if I start mentioning a lot of names, I'll leave people out. But, you know, friends I've gone to school with that I just know the heart. And I've seen your church. I've seen it, how God's working with you. Mm-hmm. You, the first time we met, you smiled. And that may not seem like much to some, but, you know, he smiled.
I didn't say anything, but I smiled, I guess.
Nah, but, right? But, you know, when he welcomed the beat, and that's a good thing, man. That's like, hey, I'm glad to meet you, and let's do something together.
Absolutely.
That makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, we believe in the B, and that's, of course, why we support. We partner, and we like to view it more as a partnership and not just, we're going to support you to do what you do. It's like, no, we're going to partner, and we do it together, because mm-hmm. we're all about the kingdom. It's about helping make disciples, helping develop people. That's part of discipleship as well, and that's what you're about. And so we love that, and we always say that we're a family to your family. That's kind of our unofficial motto here at New Hope. And I think that speaks very highly of what our culture is about, right? I think it's very defining. And that's what you're doing, is being a family to the kids and the youth in our community to help mm-hmm. them experience the family of God, but also experience relationships with people who just love them. Because mm-hmm. they may not be getting loved on anywhere else, but they know when they interact with the bee, they're gonna be loved.
That's
that's what matters.
That's a great way to put it. You know, as we talk and speak about it, it's not all about Randy here. It isn't, we do listen. There are some things that are for the bee, and then there may be some things that's not quite what God's just not calling us to do. But we just kind of listen and look and. And I'm just really excited about everything from somebody probably sitting here in this congregation or maybe tuning in saying, you know what, they got that gym, that 5,400 square foot gym. I think I may want to go up there and see if, I want to see if Beard can still shoot a free throw. So come on up, we'll shoot some hoops too. I like to shoot free throws.
Fair enough.
And we have fun there, or the soccer. Man, it's fun to see those soccer or the artwork. Oh my goodness, and the tremendous talents that the children have.
Yeah. It's pretty beautiful.
It is beautiful. And you know, forgive me today if I've gone on and on and on. I just processing so much that I look at Studio B and what it what it is and how it's evolving, and as long as God, I feel like I'm supposed to be there, I'm sure I'll be there, and
good.
Until then, we'll see what else happens.
Well, you're doing a good job, man, and
we're
proud of you for what you're doing. And
well, thank you.
The relationships you're building in the community and the ministry that's happening, the students that are hearing the gospel and experiencing the love of God, I think you're doing a good job of carrying out the mission of the bee, and that's what they saw in you and the ability to do that. And so thank you for responding to God's calling
Thank you.
In our community, and it's making a difference. And so we're proud of you, and we're glad to partner with you for that. And so if there's somebody here, like you were saying, that says, hey, come on, let's shoot a free throw. But maybe they want to do something a little bit more than that. How would they go about doing that if they personally wanted to?
Get a hold of, let's make contact. You know, we can call Studio B and get a hold of me. We can make sure that if they get numbers through you, if that's okay.
They certainly can.
And we also want to say this, that we know there's a lot that have a heart that want to help, but we also put those who volunteer directly with their children through background checks. And we have a great relationship with the prosecutor's office that we make sure that, you know, we just want to make sure those working with our children that they've gone through the proper background checks. And, you know, we are very conscious of that.
Yeah. Good. So, yeah, if you are interested in volunteering and working with the B, you can certainly get in touch with the church office or me personally, or you can certainly call the B, Studio B. He always calls it the B. And when I first was meeting Randy and talking with him, it was like, what are you talking about? Oh, you're just, okay, you're talking about the B. And so I get it. And so the B and Studio B are the same thing, but you guys are smart. You guys knew that. Well, thank you so much for taking the time talk about the B and to answer my questions and help us get a bigger picture of what you're doing, what you've been doing, kind of what's coming up, and how folks could be a part of that. As you know, the months are moving ahead of us, you're right, and so the opportunities that are in front of you.
And I will mention that I was honored. My background, as I said, in education, and I studied with music and played music and that I was able to teach sixth grade and at Sharon, and I also coached basketball that year, and I have friends in North Dakota I visit with, and I said, you want to have a character building session, you coach sixth grade basketball in Indiana. and I really enjoyed that. But then I was called to with the music, and we had some tremendous opportunities that I was doing, and also to tie in with the education at Indiana University, and that opened doors. But I want to say this. Over 20 years ago, I was in Atlanta, Georgia, at a national conference, and I'm presenting and singing and doing my music. I had three people from North Dakota come up to me, and they said, "Have you ever been to North Dakota?" I said, no. They invited me to go for a week. And they said, now when you come up, we have two schools on the military base. I said, I'm all for that. So I started working with military families. Then the next year I visited North Dakota 2 weeks. The following year, 3 weeks. And then I spoke at the Special Olympics banquet, the Title I conference. Then after that, a grant was written, and I did cities and towns up the western in Minnesota. And then I started visiting Montana. Then I was able to visit, I'm invited to the Native American reservations. I met Senator Dan Jerome, and he made me a Native American flute, first Native American senator from North Dakota. So, very, very powerful for me to visit and go all over. And since that time, it reached 2 million. So I saw how with three people, it grew. And I was talking with Renee about that. That is amazing, all that connectivity.
Yeah.
And it's not, it wasn't me. It was doors and open and just incredible. So I wanted to get that in the education background. And of course, my mom and dad, they longtime educators, and Joanne and Dwight, Moore County, I'm Joanne Dwight's boy. I am, and I'm proud of that.
Good.
And of course, he went home to be with the Lord, but mom is still going strong. And
good.
Thank you for all your love today. Thank you for letting me go home, if you will, and kind of reminisce in a good way. Thank you.
That's awesome. Good. Well, we're glad you're here and take time to do this today. So